Good morning. It is wonderful to have all of you here today, and Christ is risen. That's right. Let's try that again. I say Christ is risen. You say he is risen indeed. Christ is risen. All right. There we go. There we go. Good stuff. We'll begin by singing our doxology together, which is found in the red hymnal number 549. We'll begin the doxology. Hymn number 668. Incline your ear, Lord, and answer me, for I am afflicted and needy. Guard my life. I am faithful. Give help to your servant who trusts you. Have mercy, O Master, my God, for to you I continually cry. Give joy to the life of your servant, for to you, O Master, I dedicate my life. You, O Master, are good and forgiving, pouring kindness on those who cry out. Listen, O Lord, to my prayer. Give heed to the sound of my plea. I call you when I am in trouble, for you answer me. Amen. Our first hymn this morning is number 319, Christ the Lord is risen today. Number 319, Christ the Lord is risen today. Gracious God, We know that your Son, Jesus Christ, has risen from the grave because he lives in our hearts. Those of us that have trusted in your Son, Jesus Christ, to be the Lord and Savior of our lives. And God, we praise you and we thank you for that. And God, as we think of what you have done for us on the cross and the example of love that it is for each and every one of us, we think of our family friends and our loved ones. God, people that we care about, people that we think about every day, people that we cherish. But God, also, you remind us to pray for those that are difficult to love, to pray for those that at times in our lives just seem to be problems that never go away. But God, you remind us through your love on the cross that you want us to pray for them as well. And Lord, we do that right now. We lift them up to you in prayer, not only for those that are our friends, not only for those that are our loved ones, but those, God, that in our lives need to come to know you as their personal Savior as well. And Lord, we are so thankful that you give us this wonderful opportunity to be together, to worship. We think of our fellow patients throughout this medical center, the staff that is working, the family that will be visiting today. Lord, we lift of them all up to you in prayer. And God, we are so thankful that you've united our hearts in worship already this morning by the hymns that we have sung, by the scriptures that we have read. And we are so thankful that you taught us to pray by saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for praying with me this morning. Our next hymn is number 312, Low in the Grave He Lay. Number 312, Low in the Grave He Lay. Right. singing in front here. That's good. Hello, good morning, how are you? Good to see you guys. Our scripture reading this morning is found in 1 John chapter 4, beginning with verse 7. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. Amen. Let us pray. Our gracious God, we are so thankful that we have this opportunity to continue to worship. And Lord, it is good to be here with our different families to honor you in this day of salvation that has come for each and every one of us. Help me now, I pray, in Christ's name. Amen. Now, I don't want to see a show of hands, but how many of you have somebody that you really, truly do not love, that you really, truly do not care for? Well, okay, I didn't ask for a show of hands. Well, it's the back row guy that's showing us his hand, so I appreciate that. But you know how true that is. We have people in our lives that we really, truly do not love, if we were honest with ourselves. But you know, the scriptures tell us that not only are we to love our friends and people that love us, but to love those people that do not love us. And that is a very difficult thing for us to do. And many of us have said, in fact, I said it to my wife this morning, Christ is risen, and she said he is risen indeed. Amen. And as I was thinking about that, you know, that is something that we should actually say every day to each other as we greet fellow Christians, right? Not just on Easter Sunday morning once a year, but every time we greet each other, we should say to each other, Christ has risen. He has risen indeed. Because it is a reminder that Christ is to be in our lives every day. It is a reminder of what Christ has done for us on the cross. And it is Christ's life that we look to as an example of that truth. It is Christ's death that we look to as an example of that truth. It is Christ's death that we look to for the example of that truth. It is Christ risen from the grave that we look to the example of that truth. It is Christ's ascension that we look to for the example of the truth, for you and I to love one another. And we need to realize how important that truth is as we walk daily with God. Daily. Now, most of you here, I've seen you before in chapel, and you just don't come at Christmas and Easter. We call them in the profession Creasters, because the only time we see them is at Christmas and Easter. Now, that doesn't count for any of you, because all of you come at different times through the year. You just don't come at Christmas and Easter. So you are not creasters. But within our own lives, we know the creasters that are in our world, people that we have relationships where God is something in which they only think about at Christmas and at Easter. But for us, those of us that have trusted Jesus Christ as our own individual personal saviors, there is a truth that needs to live in us day and day and day out. Now, we always don't get it right. And it is because of the atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross that you and I do not have to have perfection. And I thank God for that. Because as my wife and my family can tell you, I am far from perfect. But within our own lives, we should always strive to do better with each other. We should strive to do better in loving one another. And we don't always get it right. But what our message needs to be continuous in our lives is God's love, and that we love one another. That doesn't mean that we always get the message right, but the message and the theme of our lives needs to be that we love one another. And yes, we have personality differences. Yes, we have different dislikes and we have different likes. Yes, we have different things in our lives that we might be attuned to more than others. But it doesn't change the fact that if we represent the truth of Jesus Christ, if we represent the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, that truth is for us to love one another. Jesus came to testify to that truth of God's love for each and every one of us. And it is that grace, God's unmerited favor to me and to you that we fall under. The grace that reminds us that even if we don't get it right, we are to try again to get it right. Grace that reminds us that God is not looking for perfection. But He has given us boundaries in which, as we walk before God, boundaries in which He wants us to live, boundaries in which He wants us to show and demonstrate that love to others in terms of who we are as a follower of Jesus Christ. God wants us to stay in those boundaries of His love. And we can do that love, not in our own strength, not in our own power, but through the ministry of the Holy Spirit that is within our lives, that calls us, that beckons us, that silent inner voice that speaks to us to remind us of our relationship with Him. And it is in that Spirit that Spirit provides for us a way in which we can follow that truth, that by the world standards, it is impossible for us to follow. But as we follow that truth of what God wants us to do in terms of acts of loving one another, in terms of acts of service, it becomes a basis for our worship before God, the basis in which we understand as we worship God in spirit and in truth. And that truth in your life and in my life is the consistency of the message of who we are as followers of Jesus Christ. We need to be consistent in our walk with God. And that consistency allows for mistakes, allows for failures. For you see, it's when we pick ourselves up from those mistakes and from those failures that we are identifying with the consistency of the message of Jesus Christ and the truth that we are to represent. Because we're not always going to get it right. But we are never to give up on getting it right. For you see, as we follow that truth, as we follow the cross, as we follow the resurrection as we are celebrating today, it reminds us of the pathway that you and I have partaken in, the freedom that we have in the Spirit of God, and the freedom of that truth that we represent, that you and I have been set free from the things that we have done in the past. You and I have been set free from the sins that bind us, that chain us. Because you and I have the freedom as we walk with God in spirit and in truth to live a life of freedom. to live a life without burden. And it is because of that grace that we freely go before God when we make a mistake and we ask for forgiveness. And when our pride is set aside and it allows us from time to time, we also acknowledge those mistakes to one another. But to be honest with you, we probably don't do that more than we should in acknowledging those mistakes to one another. But yet, you know what? A lot of times I have seen people trying to demonstrate that love in different ways. A lot of people can say, forgive me, in different ways other than just the words, please forgive me. Because what is really forgiveness in the true sense of the word by definition? It's changing from a certain way that you were acting, and you're acting a different way now. And I see forgiveness demonstrated in other people's lives by their actions, not by what they have said to me, but what they are doing in their lives. The fact that they're trying to do it right. And they're showing to me that they want to live under that principle of freedom. They want to live in that principle of spirit and truth. They want to live in the way that God wants them to live. And we see as we're walking with God the principles of life that is demonstrated. The principles of walking in truth in all things. Because we want to be the way that God has wanted us always to be. And as we see and as we walk with God, as we journey with God, we see the truth being seen in our lives. And we want to show that truth not because of pride. In fact, we want to show that truth because we want to show the love that God has asked us to share to one another. If you want to find out if a person is truly a Christian, as followers of Jesus Christ, if they claim to be that person, it is the truth of their lives that you see by their actions that you can evaluate whether they have that truth or not. It's not by how many times they go to church. It's not by how many times they've listened to Christian music. It's not by how many times they read the Bible. It's not by how many times they pray to God. All those things are important. All those things will help you with the truth. But what really matters is how we interact with one another. The conduct of our actions. The conduct in believing what we believe in. If we say that God has loved us through His Son, Jesus Christ, and we've accepted that truth, then how do we live? Do we live as though the claims of Jesus Christ in our lives through the presence of His Holy Spirit does not make any difference at all? Or do we live a life that has integrity? Do we live a life that shows and demonstrates compassion? Because those are the fruits of our truth. Do we endeavor to try to do the right thing in the circumstances that we find ourselves in? Do we show and demonstrate that as we want to live by the truth, that we are applying the message of that truth? If you only come to church on Christmas and Easter to remind yourselves of the truth of Jesus Christ, of His birth during Christmas, of His death and resurrection at Easter, and all the in-between times you live a life of truth that represents the love of God that is growing in you, then you're doing the right thing. But God wants us, as we grow in that truth, to understand more and more about our relationship with God. And it is something that we cannot always see. It is something that we have to take by faith. But part of that faith that we take is the actions that demonstrate to others that God lives in us and that God has made us complete in all things. It is that truth, that consistency, the decision and the choices that we make in terms of how we interpret that truth. How do we deal with that knowledge and that understanding that God has given us through the presence of the Spirit of God in our lives? And once again, it's the consistency of our lives. We're going to have ups and downs. We're going to have valleys. We're going to have mountaintop experiences. But what about the consistency of your life? If we could graph it out, and for those of you that like graphs, if we could graph it out, would that consistency be always going up, even though you're going to have peaks and valleys? Is that consistency of the message of what you represent something that is always growing and improving, even if it's just a little bit? If you're doing that, then you're taking the claims of what Christ has made on this Easter Sunday morning, and you are incorporating them into your life. You're making that decision as a follower of Jesus Christ. And you know, the word tolerance lately has become kind of a, I don't want to say a bad word, but you know what? My relationship with God has a lot of tolerance in it, because God tolerates me. Yes? God tolerates me for all of my imperfections, all of my mistakes. But God knows, as God knows your heart and my heart, the consistency of what we're trying to do in our lives, to try and try again to get it right. Because in doing that, we are living the life that God wants us to represent. We are living the truth that God wants us to represent. It's not whether we drink, smoke, or chew, or go out with girls and guys who do. It's the truth of our lives in terms of the love that we show to one another. And in doing so, we truly represent the resurrection of Jesus Christ, because we are identifying with that truth and applying the message of that truth consistently to our everyday lives. Amen. Please take a few moments and we'll partake of communion. And it's great to have my grandchildren here, because they're saying, "Grandpa, you need to get done, because I'm done." Let's go before the Lord. Our gracious God, we are so thankful that we're all here to represent the truth of your Son, Jesus Christ. And Lord, we are so thankful that you forgive us when we don't get it right, but you remind us to continue to love and to continue to love each other in all things. And God, I thank you for this time. In Christ's name. Amen. For I receive from the Lord what I also pass on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let us partake together. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Let us partake together. Please turn with me in your hymns book to number 303, "I Serve a Risen Savior." 303. Thankful that we can celebrate your resurrection. And God, help us to live in the truth of that every day of our lives. And now may the peace of God that passes all understanding be with you now and forevermore. Amen. Thank you for coming.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you.